I'm terrific. Thank you, Sean, for having us.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show. It's been a while, and I know you're incredibly busy. How do you make this transition from the singing Christmas tree to Crescendo? You've got to be just wiped.
You know, it's interesting. I use a word that John Cameron laughs every time, bifurcating. So I'm
Hang on, what was the word again?
Bifurcate.
Bifurcate, okay.
So basically doing two things at the same time. So we have to play in Christmas and Crescendo at the same time. Our Crescendo show has 24 tunes, and like, I'd say 80% of them had to be written. So, well, had to be written, had to be orchestrated and arranged. They've been written by the geniuses from AC/DC to Joni Mitchell, but for our context, they had to be written.
So for those who've seen The Singing Christmas Tree and who've never seen Crescendo, is there a similarity? Or are they completely different? Obviously, it's not a tree, but that same style of production, or do you change things up quite a bit?
Yeah, so the orchestra is the centerpiece in this context in terms of the staging. So we put a three-level stage on both the Wind Spear and the Jack Singer Hall, LED stage. So there's similarities in that there's a huge visual component. The orchestra and rhythm section are the center of this thing. And then the choir has a loft that's built into both of the halls. And then we introduce other elements, guests from the different cities. And rather than being kind of a more of a concert feel that I think most people would interpret, it's a little bit more of a conversation. We invite people to sing either explicitly or implicitly during the show, to express themselves through the songs, because there's a release that comes from the topic, right? We're dealing with mental health.
Sure, yeah.
Which is different than Christmas. So now I have a center focus, really. Why is it that we're here? And it touches each and every one of our hearts, our families, friends, maybe ourselves. So it's more of a conversation in a concert hall than an entertaining Wow Vegas type show, even though the elements are spectacular.
And you mentioned it's all about mental health, raising money for the Alberta Children's Hospital, mental health and research and different programming and whatnot. I've been a longtime advocate of talking about mental health. I've been dealing with issues for the better part of 25 years when you didn't talk about it. I'm so glad we can talk about it now.
Yeah. And you know, I think our commitment is yes, to talk about it, to remove the stigma. And then now that it's on the table, okay, what do we do practically about that? And so the practicality of raising money, especially for those centers where children can feel and parents can feel confident that they can get the resources they need. I mean, we are dealing with life-saving choices, and that adds an element to an experience, the concert, the event, the experience where we all participate in rather than just, hey, I'm going to give you money and you're going to go and distribute it somewhere. We're all challenged to make a difference every day.
You're going to walk out of there feeling great about yourself. It's Crescendo, chatting with Manny Fonte. It's April 26th at the Jack Singer Concert Hall in Calgary. Let's talk about the tunes. You mentioned a couple of the artists. Give me a few more that I'm going to be singing along with.
So we have Lionel Richie. We got Elton John. We got several Queen. We got Billy Joel. We have Leonard Cohen, Elvis Presley, AC/DC, Celine Dion, Barry Manilow, maybe a little Bach. That doesn't sound like Bach. Yeah, there's a lot of really cool things in here, including tunes like from Jelly Roll and some contemporary artists as well.
Ooh, can I ask about the Barry Manilow? Is it Copacabana? Because that's one of my all-time favorite tunes. I love that song.
So you'll see John flamboyantly along with the ensemble, the orchestra, doing some very fun things on that. Yep.
Oh, I love it. Where can we find more details, Manny? Where am I going to get tickets and all that stuff?
JohnCameron.com.
And it's all set to go April 26th, Jack Singer Concert Hall in Calgary, Crescendo. Manny, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate all the support. Thank you.